We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Friday, the 6th day of March. Y'all, there's so much stuff.
Good days, though?
Well, so many of these days are just stupid days.
Right?
They have nothing. And then every once in a while, there's like a mountain of them all stacked up on one day. It's National Day of Unplugging.
Yes.
Which is like putting your phone away for like how long? Like 24
yes,
hours?
Yes, let's do
no
it.
No way.
It's National Speech and Debate Education Day.
There's too much speech and debate in this room.
That was me in high school.
It's what we know.
National Dentist Day.
Shout out Dr. Hoover.
Oh, shout out Dr. Ip.
National Dress Day.
Shout out dresses.
National Frozen Food Day.
Like TV dinner? Gross.
Oh my God, I love them.
National Oreo Cookie Day. The world's greatest cookie. The best cookie ever invented.
You weren't kidding. There's some damn good days today.
National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day.
Stop.
That's, no.
Nah. National Dress in Blue Day. National Employee Appreciation Day.
What?
And National Cereal Day.
Heck yeah. Now, these National Day planners need to really sit down and reevaluate and move some of these great days, great items on this day to the other days. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, sorry. National Cereal Day is tomorrow.
Oh, well, yeah, because today's Frozen Food Day. Y'all, weakness, frozen food.
Gross.
I love it. Like frozen pizzas, frozen lean cuisines.
Ugh.
I just love that smell of process.
Okay, now, since you gave National Cereal Day, that's pretty funny. Since you gave National Cereal Day some love and it's only on Saturday, you got to give my wife love. Saturday is her birthday, so happy
early birthday
to my wife, Andrea.
Birthday. Get her a
oh, I'm going to get her a frozen dinner, frozen meal. Mm. She'll love that.
Real quick, favorite cereal, go.
Fruit Loops.
Alex says Fruit Loops. Sarah Osborne.
Golden Grahams.
Okay, good, good. Right. I was praying to God you're not going to see some wheat crunch thing.
Like healthy.
I like Frosted Mini Wheats.
That's
those are
fine,
good.
Too.
Those are good.
Do you really?
I do, but
it's
like,
not frosted anymore, so it sucks. It used to be loaded with sugar.
Oh,
it was so good.
Stop.
It's not anymore.
They're not anymore?
No.
Oh, then forget that.
Mm-mm.
I like them, too, when they've soaked up all the milk.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Like, there's this perfect moment where they're not 100% soggy, but, like, the sugar is still really crisp, mm-hmm. So you just, like, bite in, and then you get the crisp sugar.
Mm. All right, so we're 2 for 2 for sugary cereals. Booker, please say it's a sugary one.
Well, okay, so if I'm indulging, it's peanut butter crunch, but if it's just the OG Raisin Bran crunch.
Raisin Bran?
I love Raisin Bran crunch.
There's nothing cool about Raisin Bran.
Yeah, but, I know. It's not cool at all.
Peanut butter crunch, though.
There you go.
That's like me saying Cracklin' Oat Bran as my jam.
Happy story. We're going to kick off this Friday on a good note. Turn that frown upside down, y'all. It's on the way in 3 minutes right here on Mix.
Booker.
What's up?
Alex, hey.
Sarah.
Hi.
I want to hear something happy.
I was listening to an interview with Harry Styles. He was talking about when he was robbed at knife point.
I am so obsessed with him right now.
Wait, like, Harry was robbed?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't hear about that story?
No. Like recently or when he was a kid? Well, I guess
no,
he's
this just
recently.
Happened. Yeah.
Tell me more.
Like at Valentine's Day a couple of weeks ago.
Dude, we talked about it.
Yeah.
I was out of town that day.
No, we talked about it.
Oh.
We absolutely talked about it.
Oh.
He was walking alone in London, and this group of lads approached him and asked for his phone. First, he gave him some cash, and then they asked for his phone. And I think, you know, he was going through the whole, he was like, well, you know what? Screw it. I'll just give him my phone. But then they made him, they're like, well, you need to unlock it.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
And he's like, no. And he flat out told him no. And he was like, oh, crap, they're going to stab me. There was a little pond nearby. He's going to throw the phone into the pond.
Yeah.
He's like, I just needed to get rid of the phone because I, you know, I mean, when you're a celebrity like that.
Oh,
you know,
have everyone in that phone.
And I started thinking about, oh, my God, I'm not a celebrity. But what if I were to lose my phone. It's amazing. Think about it for a second. If you don't have your phone, I think for most of us, we feel completely empty, right? Mm. No attachment. No, you know, what do you do if there's an emergency? How do you reach your family?
Yep.
What about all your apps that you rely on all the time?
Everything you store, your photos, let's hope you're backing up to the cloud or any cloud.
I mean, oh, my gosh.
I back up to the cloud.
Yeah, girl.
Speaking of pictures and losing your phone, Lisa Troyer was on the last night of her family's Disney World vacation, and she was beyond upset. She's a mom, and she was taking tons of pictures of her family, and her phone slipped out of her purse on the last night of the trip and fell in the Disney Seven Seas Lagoon.
Ugh.
That's a bummer.
She thought she would never see the week's worth of vacation photos that she had taken of her six-year-old daughter, who was especially devastated. She wouldn't have the photos of her with Jack Skellington. But months after their October trip, Disney called to say that the Disney divers had recovered her iPhone 11, and guess what?
What?
It still worked.
Are you serious?
Oh my gosh, by the way, we had a similar, okay, not a similar situation, but when
you lost your phone in the Seven Seas Lagoon?
No, but we were in Disney Paris, and my stepdaughter left her phone in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And we were like, well.
Was she going wee-wee?
Yeah, she was. She was going wee-wee. And we were like, well, you know, lesson learned. We told you to not keep it in your pocket, and that you need to have a purse and all of this stuff. Life lesson.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later, we get a call because I think we must have gone to like lost and found. We get a call from the nicest person at Disney. We found your phone.
Wow.
It was in the mail. They shipped it right to us.
It's amazing, huh? Well, it is the happiest place on earth.
Wow.
So she said she was able to retrieve all of the pictures from the Disney Halloween night. And besides some sand in her case and a little algae on the cover, the phone seems no worse for the wear.
Wow.
It works perfectly.
That's awesome,
guys. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
We'll send you the amazing story if you text HAPPY to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks for listening to Mix 94.7.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, a couple of big things happened on Sunday. First of all, it's International Women's Day.
Yes.
So I would like to shout out the three most influential women in my life.
Three?
Well, I'm going to start off with my mama, who was the first woman in my life.
Yes.
Gail, who now lives in Butte, Texas. You may have heard of it. The second would be the mother of my children and my beautiful wife, Brianna.
Yes.
Thank you so much for everything you do. The third would be Sarah Catherine Osborne, who is my work wife.
Oh, thank you.
And I thank you for everything you do.
I didn't know that I had two husbands.
You do.
Oh, wow.
I think even your husband knows that you have two husbands.
News to me. Or do I have three husbands? Because I also have
Alex. Yes.
Oh, God.
That's so much. Do you want to shout out the lovely Susan Osborne?
Yes, I do. Shout out Susan Osborne. What up?
The other thing that happens on Sunday is daylight savings time is when we change the clocks.
Is this a good one or bad one?
It's a bad one. Sarah,
this is spring forward.
We got to spring forward, which means we lose an hour of sleep.
Oh.
But in addition to that, here are four other things you should also do this weekend. Number one, change the batteries in your smoke alarm. It's a good idea to get in the habit of doing that every time there's daylight saving time.
Can't we in 2020 come up with a smoke alarm that does not need batteries?
They have that are hardwired, but it's important to have the battery as a backup.
There are two things in our world that need to be changed: fax machines and smoke alarms. Can we just get into the new century with both?
Okay.
Thank you.
It's a good idea to change out the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors once a year. So doing it the same weekend as changing the clocks is an easy way to stay on top of it. Restock your emergency kit. You should already have a stocked emergency kit at home, but it might be even more important now with the coronavirus going around. If you don't have one, put one together this weekend. And if you do, go through it to make sure nothing has expired. If you need help building an emergency kit, ready.gov has a list of things to get and how to prepare for a pandemic like the coronavirus outbreak. The number three thing you need to do this weekend is clean out your fridge, your pantry, and medicine cabinet. This is a good time to declutter all your food, medicine, and supplements. Toss anything that is expired or you're no longer using and make it a point to use up anything that is expiring soon. Finally, flip your mattress. Some mattresses should be flipped twice a year to avoid irregular wear, and it's easy to remember if you do it the same weekend you change your clocks.
That's a lot of stuff to do. Like, just pick one. fun.
I mean, it's really not. Change the batteries, clean out your fridge, flip your mattress, restock your emergency kit. Well, that's really not a lot.
I will say that I do clean my fridge every Sunday.
Well, I'm very proud of you for that.
Because all of the little blogger girls I follow always make me feel so jealous when they clean their fridge on Sundays and take pictures.
It's crazy, right?
I know. So now I have gotten in the habit of like wiping things down.
Good.
And it makes me feel very accomplished.
Very good.
So Demi Lovato was on Ellen yesterday, and she was very, very candid about her relapse, which happened in 2018 after being sober for 6 years. And she said that when she first decided to get sober, she was 19, but she didn't address any of the underlying issues.
Over the years, it progressively got worse and worse with people checking what my orders at Starbucks were. Just little things like that, it led me to being really, really unhappy. My bulimia got really bad, and I asked for help, and I didn't receive the help that I needed. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm 6 years sober, but I'm miserable. I'm even more miserable than I was when I was drinking. Why am I sober? I reached out to the people that were on my team, and they responded with, like, you're being very selfish. This would ruin things for not just you, but for us as well. My core issues are abandonment from my birth father. So when they left, they totally played on that fear, and I felt completely abandoned, so I drank.
She also talked about, and this makes me so sad, she mentioned in there that she has always dealt with different eating disorders, and her team micromanaged her food intake so much that she never even got a cake on her birthday.
For many years, I didn't even have a birthday cake. Like, I had a watermelon cake. Where you cut your watermelon into the shape of a cake, and then you'd put fat-free whipped cream on top, and that was your cake. But I just really wanted birthday cake. And so this year, when I turned 27, Scooter Braun, my manager, gave me the best birthday cake. And I spent it with Ariana Grande, who is one of my good friends. And we just, like, had the best birthday. And I just remember, like, crying because I was finally eating cake with a manager that didn't need anything from me.
Wow.
I had no idea that she was friends with Ariana Grande either.
Boy, what a bragger. Yeah, I was eating the best cake ever with Ariana Grande. I was like, man, that's a birthday right there.
No, but I really want Demi Lovato to succeed. And she did take personal ownership for relapsing. And she says she wants everyone to know they can get past stuff on their own and they shouldn't give up.
We change the clocks on Sunday. Four things you should do this weekend include change the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, restock your emergency kit, clean out your fridge, your pantry, and your medicine cabinet, and flip your mattress. And Demi Lovato relapsed after being sober for 6 years because she was miserable. That is what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. The viral story that we absolutely fell in love with this week is a man who kept a 5-year promise of crashing his sister's wedding with a real llama. And we've got the brother on with this right now. Mendel, this story is absolutely amazing.
Thank you. I know, it's crazy.
And it's just blown up to something I'm sure you did not even expect.
Not at all. There's no way I could have anticipated how much it's blown up.
Can you take us back 5 years ago? You were in a car and your sister, who was not even dating anyone at the time, was yapping about her wedding plans, which so often happens with women, right, Sarah?
Oh, yeah, we yap all the time. Yeah, yeah. We're just yappers.
No,
just
I'm saying
about weddings.
It is not uncommon. You had your wedding completely planned out before you even had anyone serious.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, so she was talking about her wedding. I mean, almost as if she was planning on having it the next day. And it was driving me crazy. So I decided to have a little fun with it. I said, you know, I'm not going to come to the wedding. And that set her off. You know, she says, you have to come to the wedding. You're my only brother. It's very important. So I said the next most random thing that popped into my mind. I said, if you make me come to the wedding, I'm going to bring a llama with me. It was just the first thing that popped in my head. And of course, that set her off even further. You know, she's practically yelling at me. You can't do that to me. It's going to ruin my wedding. It's my important day. So eventually she gets so worked up that she says, you know what? Forget it. The llama is invited to the wedding. And those were the magic words. You know, ever since she said those words, I have known in my mind that I was going to do it.
This is awesome.
Okay, so fast forward, she gets engaged.
She got engaged in October, and she calls me the next day and says, you know, hey, I'm engaged. We're getting married sometime next year. And I said, you know, mazel tov. I'm going to go call a llama place. And it took me a few weeks to get it together, but I did. I called a llama place shortly afterwards. And I was like, hey, you know, here's the story. Can we make this happen? I called one place in Akron, Ohio, who has a petting zoo, and he said that he could get a llama in time for the wedding, and this was in November.
Uh-huh.
A week before the wedding, I called him again just to confirm everything.
Yeah.
And he totally blew me off. He didn't answer me at all. So I'm freaking out, thinking, oh my God, this is going to fall apart, and I'm going to look like such a chump, you know, not coming through on my promise. So I ended up calling three other places in Ohio that have llamas, trying to desperately find one. And thankfully, I was able to find one last minute. And, you know, I asked them, can we do this? And they said, yeah. And I said, can we put the llama in a tuxedo? And they said, our llama is actually used to wearing costumes. So putting him in a tuxedo is not going to be a problem at all.
So awesome.
And I'm thinking to myself, this is perfect. And I can't help but think that first guy missed out on so much publicity.
Totally.
Oh, absolutely.
They're kicking themselves.
You know?
It's like a Pretty Woman moment. Big mistake.
I'm looking at the picture of you standing next to the llama in the tuxedo.
So good.
With your sister, someone's holding her train, and she's just got this look of, what in the hell are you doing?
So we kind of cheated a little bit. That picture was actually taken right after I touched her dress. So she was a little more upset about me touching her dress.
That's perfect.
So awesome. Okay. So she probably didn't really believe that you were going to bring a llama to her wedding.
She didn't believe me up until about when she got engaged. And when she got engaged, she kind of just said, okay, I guess this is really going to be a thing. And we started making actual plans for what time it was going to be there, where we're going to stand, what we were going to do. And she told me, I'm going to come outside and take one picture with it and go right back inside. And that's what she did. She was out there for less than 5 minutes.
So awesome.
Now looking back, she's got to see the humor in it.
Of course, she definitely does.
Everybody in the bridal party was in on it as well. So when she went inside, one of the tables had a couple of inflatable llamas in there, looking like it was ready to eat.
Yeah, I totally didn't know about that. I still don't know who pulled that off, but, you know, props to them, because I found that very funny, too.
My favorite is that the llama's wearing a yarmulke.
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that.
Yes.
Wow.
A friend of the family. So we had special made yarmulkes for the wedding. So a friend of the family had brought his own personal yarmulke.
It's a llamaka.
Yeah, it's a llamaka.
Wow. Boy, just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Well done, bro.
Hey, if you want to have a great laugh today, text llama to 51993. LLAMA. Llama to 51993. We'll send you this incredible story. L'chaim, Mendel.
Thank you.
His current record is 1,351 wins with just 121 losses. This morning, Sarah and I read for Christina. Christina lives in Round Rock, makes a commute to the 40 acres where she works for the University of Texas.
Hey!
Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Christina!
Hey! Hi!
Good morning.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Yeah.
We love you, too, and we thank you so much for calling in for Can't Be Booker. It's time to play. Sarah is about to ask you five pop culture trivia questions, and it will all happen while I'm out of the room, so I won't be able to hear anything. When you're done, I'll come back, answer the same five. Whoever gets more right wins.
Okay.
Two reasons that Sarah and Alex are going to root you on. Number one, they love to see me lose. And number two, Sarah is a University of Texas alum, so she's going to be rooting for
any
Longhorn.
All right. Hook 'em.
Good luck. All right. Christina, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Okay.
Question number one. Billy Porter will play a genderless version of the fairy godmother in a modern remake of Cinderella, starring the singer who sings the song Havana. Who's going to be playing Cinderella? She sings Havana.
Camila Cabello.
Katy Perry is pregnant. We found out in her new music video called Never Worn White. Who is her baby daddy?
Orlando Bloom.
Miley Cyrus says her new music is super rock and roll. One of my very favorite Miley Cyrus songs goes like this. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the what?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Okay.
All I know is Wrecking Ball.
Daniel Craig is still hosting Saturday Night Live on Saturday to promote No Time to Die, even though the movie has been pushed back until November. Daniel Craig starred in what movie that got an Oscar nomination last year?
Knives Out.
And finally, the Dixie Chicks have a brand new album called Gaslighter that will be out on May 1st. But the song Gaslighter came out earlier this week. One of the producers of their album is Jack Antonoff. Can you name a band that he has been a part of?
Oh, gosh, I know this. Shoot. I can't think of it. Sorry.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello!
Hi!
How'd it go here?
You're going to win.
She got three right.
Three right.
That's good. Okay. All right. Here I go.
Billy Porter will play a genderless version of the fairy godmother in a modern remake of Cinderella starring what singer who sings Havana?
Camila Cabello.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Katy Perry is pregnant. We found that in her new music video, Never Worn White. Who is the baby daddy?
Allegedly, it's Orlando Bloom.
I think it'll be so fun. You know, Katy Perry dresses in a very fun way, and so I'm excited for her to have a baby to dress the baby.
Can you imagine it's not Orlando Bloom's, by the way? What?
Terrible.
That would be. It would be amazing for us talking about
it. Oh, yeah.
But it'd be horrible. You're absolutely right.
Miley Cyrus says her new music is super rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know she has over 65 tattoos?
Miley Cyrus? They're all just little and hidden, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, over 65. She just got a new one.
I believe it.
Yeah.
One of my very favorite Miley Cyrus songs goes like this. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the...
I'm the worst with lyrics.
Man, I know this, but I don't know
it. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah. No. I don't know. Party in the U.S.
This is a ballad. It's like, it's called The Something.
Uh-huh. Ain't about how fast I'll get there. Ain't about
the climb.
I know. Well, you didn't get it.
Oh,
is it called The Climb?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's The Climb.
Yeah. That's your favorite Miley Cyrus song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
It's very inspirational.
Wow. Okay.
Daniel Craig is still hosting Saturday Night Live this week to promote No Time to Die, even though the release date got pushed back to November. He starred in what movie last year that got an Oscar nomination?
Something About the Knives. Knives Out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Finally, the Dixie Chicks have a brand new album called The Gaslighter coming out May 1st. One of the producers on the album is Jack Antonoff. Name a band that he has been a part of.
I'll name two bands, Fun and the Bleachers.
Oh, I was so sure you were going to go back to like some obscure Steel Train, because he's been part of like a lot of bands.
I don't know about any of that.
So I had to pull all the old school bands that he's been a part of.
That would have been so Brad Booker.
Totally would have been like, yeah. Oh yeah, Steel Train and Nate was part of the format and then they got together and made Fun.
I was expecting
that.
This is
me rolling my eyes. Anyway, that's 4 out of 5.
It was so fun, Christina.
Love you guys. You're the best. I'm Christina from Round Rock, and I can't beat Booker.
Oh,
she's so good, though.
Coming up next, it's Share Your Salary. Lauren is a controller for a restaurant group here in Austin. We're going to ask her a bunch of questions about what she does, and then we're going to guess how much she makes, and then she's going to tell us.
Yeah.
Share Your Salary next on Mix 94.7.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Tito's Vodka spent the last 24 hours explaining to customers that its vodka cannot be used as hand sanitizer. Oh my goodness gracious. Wow.
What a world.
But according to Elizabeth Warren this morning, it made it for a pretty decent breakfast.
Oh.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Y'all, it is time for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
Last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Rebecca from San Marcos makes $103,000 a year.
Yeah.
As an engineering manager for a telecommunications company. On the phone with us now is Lauren, who lives in Round Rock. Lauren!
Hey.
Hi!
Hi.
Good morning. We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. All right, so Lauren is a controller for a restaurant group in Austin.
Hmm.
Let's do this. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Lauren. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back and we'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds starts right now.
Lauren, what exactly do you control for the restaurant group?
Well, they like payroll and stuff.
Is your name Lauren?
Yes, it's all the financials and payroll and his investment properties.
And
so all the accounting, basically.
How big is this restaurant group?
Four restaurants, two catering companies, and multiple investment properties throughout Austin.
Wow, you do all that. Dang.
Pretty significant. Okay.
Okay, that's huge.
I need to think about questions to ask. I'm just thinking, like, what is it?
You can think of it while I ask this question. How long have you been working for this company?
2.5 years.
Ooh.
Say they acquire more properties, and that puts more pressure on you and more work for you. Do you make more money?
I do get overtime. I take a lot of work home because there's not enough time in the day to get it done. So,
do you get bonuses?
That's exactly what I was asking.
Sometimes we've gotten a Christmas bonus, yes.
Mm. Nice. So you get overtime bonus and Christmas bonuses.
What is a Christmas bonus, guys?
Yeah, wait. Oh, I know. Evelyn, do you get to eat in the restaurants for free or severely discounted?
Severely.
Yes. Actually, every day for lunch. So I don't leave for lunch. We just order from one of the restaurants.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's awesome. Oh, so even if you don't make all the money in the world, you're still saving money every day if you're eating out every day, you know, 5 days a week.
Exactly.
Hopefully you like the restaurants you work for.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Can I ask, like, how much is your Christmas? Like, an example of what a Christmas bonus would be? I mean, does it affect, like, is that?
Yeah,
like,
no, that she can't say.
She can't.
Right.
It's about a month's salary.
Whoa.
Damn.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Dude, I was thinking, like, $100.
Y'all, we got to get out of this radio business.
All right. Damn.
No doubt.
Okay. Wow.
When was the last time you guys got a Christmas bonus?
What is a Christmas bonus? I've never in my life.
I did. I take that back. I got a Christmas bonus last year. It was
from here?
Yeah, free turkey from Rudy's Barbecue.
Oh, I did. We all did. Thank you, Rudy. You know what? Thank you, Rudy's. They're the only ones that gave us a bonus.
That's not the restaurant group you work for, is it?
No.
No, okay. Well, so thanks for the free turkey. All right. Well, Lauren from Round Rock, how much money does she make as a controller for a restaurant group? Text your guest right now to 51993. Alex is definitely going to snag one of your messages and claim it as his own. Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you again. Text your guest to 51993. We're about to find out in 3 minutes how much Lauren makes when she shares her salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Lauren from Round Rock. She is a controller for a local restaurant group. What else did we learn, Sarah Osborne?
We learned that she controls financials, payroll, investment properties. This group has four restaurants, two catering business, and multiple investment properties. She's worked there about 2.5 years. She does do overtime and works from home, and sometimes she gets a Christmas bonus, and the best thing ever is she gets to order from the restaurants for lunch.
Yeah.
I feel like we should do a thing now for free.
Anybody can order from the restaurants.
Yeah. So cool. I feel like we should, before we guess, we should always ask, what's the one question you thought we should have asked? Or do we save that till the end? I always feel like it'd be interesting to ask them, what's the question you wanted us to ask?
Okay, well, how about you tell us the question that we should have asked that we didn't, and then at the end, maybe you can give us the answer.
Yeah, without giving away too much.
Maybe something if I went to school for, how much experience I have in it.
Yeah.
I feel like we do usually ask that question, but we didn't this time around.
I was just really invested in the fact that she gets free food.
I mean, seriously, yeah. I don't care where you got your college degree in accounting in. I want to know about that free food.
Okay. Well, let's go around the room and start our guesses. Alex Franco?
Ashley sent us a text saying that she used to work for the Caesars Palace Group in Las Vegas, and she was a restaurant controller for one of their restaurants there and made $120,000 a
year.
Holy
crap!
That being said, she said she controlled several restaurants. I'm trying to think of the money. I'm just going to go with $120,000.
Sarah
Osborne?
That's
a lot of money, isn't it?
I was going to go $110,000.
Oh!
Wow,
so
that much?
I'm feeling good with Ashley's text.
I feel like I'm padding it a little bit with this number, $72,000, and I think that's a pretty healthy guess.
And that's
so
a really good number.
You guys are pushing the limits, I think.
She said she got a Christmas bonus that was like a month's salary. That sounds huge. And the fact that it's not just one restaurant, it's groups, and it's several properties also. She does a ton of stuff, so that's why I'm going rolling with Ashley's $120,000.
Let's take a moment here. Let's just go with your guess, Sarah, which is what?
$110,000.
$110,000. Okay, let's just think for a second. I'm going to do the math
real quick. Get
okay,
that calculator.
So if you take $110,000, mm-hmm. let's just say that's what she makes, mm-hmm. and if you divide that by 12 to come up with one month, okay?
Well,
so you're the
math
telling me.
Yeah, the math that you have to now. So if you're assuming that she got a month's salary is included in that 110.
Oh.
I don't even know what you guys are saying. I'm so confused.
Yeah, well, I understand what Sarah is saying. But let's just say, pre-bonus, she made $110,000.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, that works out to $9,166.
Is that pre-tax, too?
As a Christmas bonus.
Yes,
that's
that
pre-tax.
Pre-tax and pre-bonus, okay.
So that's a hell of a Christmas bonus. I still think I'm high at 71. You guys are just off the chart. But let's find out right now, all right?
Oh, man.
Here we go. It is time for that magic number. How much, Lauren, are you making every single year as a controller?
$75,000 a year.
What?
I was right on the money.
That's a lot of money, but Brad Booker, you got it, man.
$75,000, that's a really solid number.
That's good, man.
Yeah, wow.
Dang.
Wow, wow. So what was your Christmas bonus?
It was
$5,000.
Wow, oh my gosh, that's so amazing.
You know, somebody was casually eavesdropping in a conversation the other day, and somebody just kind of blurted out a bonus that they had once got, and I was like, wow, I really got in the wrong business.
Yeah, wow.
Can you imagine just like getting a check for that?
How much was the bonus you're talking about?
Well, it was like $40,000.
$40,000 bonus. Wow. That's a lot. That's
that
huge.
That was over the whole year.
Okay. Bro, if I was getting bonuses like that, I'd be dead.
But was this person in sales?
No.
No.
I don't know what this person did.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that's crazy.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't have kids. I wouldn't have a wife. I'd be partying every day, and I'd be dead next week.
Why?
If I had got bonuses like $40,000.
That was for the whole year, I think.
Tara, it doesn't matter. That's awesome.
Man. Wow. Congratulations. Enjoy that free lunch.
That's awesome.
And thank you for sharing your salary. Remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but come on, call us right now. 512-643-5947. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.